Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You are listening to Radio Boston here on WBUR. I'm Tiziana Deering. A major piece of Asian American culture has sparked intense discussions in Quincy. Students and teachers wanted the Lunar New Year recognized as a school holiday. The school committee earlier this month said no. Their argument? Concern about fairness. But in a city where a third of the population is Asian and at least 40% of public school students are, according to state and federal data, others view the decision as another sign that Asian Americans are still struggling to be seen in Massachusetts. Here to talk about that today is Frank Santoro. He is the vice chair of the Quincy School Committee and the only member to vote in favor of making the Lunar New Year a holiday. And we also welcome back Paul Watanabe to the show. He's a professor of political science and the director of the Institute for Asian American Studies at UMass Boston. Frank Santoro, welcome here to Studio 2.
Thank you. And thank you to WBUR for having me here.
Glad to have you here. And Paul Watanabe, welcome back. Great to have you on the line.
Thank you once again. Thank you very much.
So, Frank, I'll start with you. You have suggested this change in the past. You were the only one to vote for it this time around. What has been the driving force for you?
I think past teaching at in Brookline Public Schools for 17 years, as well as being the principal at Quincy High School and seeing over 50 different backgrounds represented within that community, and knowing that the Asian population within our school system is the majority of our students, it's time that we recognized their culture, their background, and celebrate with them.
Now, you mentioned Brookline. Brookline is a public school system where there is observation of the Lunar New Year.
That's correct.
And has that been the case for quite a while?
I believe so. I left there quite a while ago. So I left in 2000, but I believe that is the case.
And so, Paul Watanabe, one of the pieces of context I want to bring in immediately is the fact that the Asian American population is growing in Massachusetts, is it not?
It is indeed. It's the fastest growing racial group in the United States and in Massachusetts, and it's growing significantly in the decades prior to now. It's grown almost doubled in every decade since the 1960s. And we've seen this significant growth take place in communities like Quincy, which has a very large Asian American population, and a population that when it started to grow in Quincy, a lot of people thought it might be a sort of a sojourner population, a population that might be moving on from places like Boston's Chinatown and then move on from somewhere else. But in Quincy, it's proven to be a very solid community, a community where people are starting to raise their families. And it's now become a generational community where people are starting to see grandparents and grandkids call Quincy home. And so it's become a permanent destination for a significant growth of this population. And that population is seeking some representation as a significant part of the Quincy community today.
I want to stay on the stakes here just a little bit longer, and then Frank Santoro will go back to the school committee conversation on this. So we talked with Boston Mayor Michelle Wu earlier this year about the shootings that took place at the 2023 Lunar New Year Festival in Monterey Park, California. We happened to have the mayor on shortly thereafter. And she told us about how she celebrates the Lunar New Year with her own family. She took the time to explain the origins of the holiday, how it came from a legend of people banding together to fight a monster, and she likened that to the need to band together against hate. Let's listen to this sound.
That sense of people coming together to be in community, to see the larger community as your own family, that is what this holiday is about every year. And to have additional moments and the realities of rising extremism and hate all interwoven with that is quite difficult. But in some ways, it is what the holiday is about.
Context always matters, Frank. And I wonder, as students and parents were organizing this year around wanting the school committee to take this step, did you hear that sense of wanting to feel seen, wanting to have this space together, wanting to have this moment to mark as an Asian American community in our Commonwealth this ability to be together?
Well, let me tell you, the students played a very important part of this. One young lady, Angela Chen at North Quincy High School, who is in charge of the Asian Culture Club, actually came to me to ask, what's the process in getting this done? So we had a group of kids who actually put out a petition where over 1,200 people signed it within a few weeks, wanting to know, how do we change this? And I thought that, you know, that's pretty good for a group of kids to ask the correct process in doing something. So there was a need there, and then the parents began to join. I tried to do this for the last 2 years, and little by little it's growing, and I'm hoping to do it again next year. And I think the more and more people see that we need to celebrate with this community to make them feel as though they're accepted within the city of Quincy is a very important thing.
So part of the reason for voting again, oh, sorry, Paul Watanabe, it sounded like you wanted to jump in there. Please do.
Well, I would say that this is a fight against invisibility and this notion that this younger generation is willing to stand up for the community and fight the traditional invisibility that has led to things like the anti-Asian violence that we've seen recently and historically led to Asian Americans being discriminated against in a variety of different ways. This is a younger generation who's saying we will not stand for being not recognized and having our particular views reflected in the cultural sort of discussions in the United States and in the schools and so forth. And I think it's a reflection of this desire to be seen, to not be considered invisible. Remember, this is taking place in Quincy at the same time when a recent report came out about Boston Public Schools, where surprising to a lot of people, the Asian American students indicated that they felt the least accepted and the least sense of belonging in the Boston Public Schools of any student group in the Boston Public Schools. And this reflects as well a recent study by the Asian American Foundation considers nationally Asian Americans are the population that feels least accepted and least a sense of belonging in the United States of America. Only 22% of Asian Americans in the United States feel that they feel totally accepted and belonging in the United States. This is a sense that this is an attempt to combat those tendencies, the sense of not feeling that they belong and they're not being accepted in a society in which their numbers are growing significantly in places like Quincy and other locales.
Paul, I'm so glad you said that, and I'll underscore that with one additional piece of data from one of the surveys you mentioned. The survey from the Asian American Foundation showed that 80% of Asian Americans who responded across the country felt like they don't belong in the country.
Right.
So all of this is incredibly important context, and I'll note we're speaking with Paul Watanabe, who's a professor of political science and the director of the Institute for Asian American Studies at UMass Boston, and Frank Santoro, who's the vice chair of the Quincy School Committee, and we're having the conversation because earlier this month, the Quincy School Committee voted against recognizing the Lunar New Year as a day off holiday in the Quincy school system, despite the fact that Asian American student population in Quincy is about 39%. And according to Massachusetts data in North Quincy High School, nearly 50%, Frank.
That's correct. And there's one other thing that's important here. We have trouble hiring teachers that are reflective of our student population. This would be one additional way to make the Asian community feel as though they're accepted in the Quincy school system and hopefully get more Asian teachers aboard to teach our kids as well.
So let's bring in the voices of people who voted no, because they expressed a real concern about fairness. If you create a new holiday for one culture or religious faith, you have to do it for others as well. Here is Douglas Guttrow of the Quincy School Committee, who made that argument during the vote.
Should we choose ethnicities and holidays and observances based on majority in our city? And I think that's a fair discussion to have. And then are we singling one out over the other? And I'm telling you that the position that I'm holding right now is I value all of these faiths, all of these cultures, all of these traditions, and I want to treat them all fairly and equitably.
So, Frank, when you study negotiations and you study decision-making, the fairness principle is an appropriate and reasonable consideration.
That is correct. And being the principal at Quincy High, there are over 50 different backgrounds within that community. But here's the difference. The Asian community is a majority. We're not talking just about another group of people, just like there are many other 50 different other nationalities represented. But it's a majority. And that's where the city and the school committee needs to understand that this is important to that group.
Although, again, and I looked at a range of data to try to understand this, what I was seeing from the state is maybe a plurality, but I was seeing 40% numbers, at most 50% numbers in the high school. So it does sound like a really diverse school system.
It's a very diverse school system with many different many different ethnic backgrounds represented. However, the majority of kids, and that's just total. There are some schools that are over 50% Asian population within some of the elementary schools and the middle schools. So we're talking a majority of people, not just a piece of the pie, but the biggest piece of pie.
So two quick follow-up questions
My answer to this question about diversity would be this. I do agree that there is a question about how we recognize a variety of diversities, not only represented by Asian American students, but by other cultures in the schools and growing in the state of Massachusetts. So my solution would be that we allow kids in the schools to have a couple wild card days, for example, that they can take during the school year. They can take them, so they can choose to take them on Lunar New Year if they choose to, or they may take on Ramadan, for example, if they're of Arab background, or they might a Muslim background, or they might want to take it on an Indian American holiday or something like that, or their birthday or something like that, that they get a couple wild card holidays that they can take where they will not be considered absent from school on those days. And therefore, we can accommodate a variety of different sort of traditions that people might have that they wish to celebrate beyond those that are considered the part of the regular schedule. And I would add some of those current ones as part of these wild card days. For example, on St. Patrick's Day or Evacuation Day, that could become a wild card day that kids can choose if they wish to use it as one of their two excused absence days that they could have. And this is a way in which we can attempt to accommodate all these traditions that people are so concerned and desirous of doing so.
So this is a great place to bring in a parent voice. This is Quincy parent Grace Young-Jay, who was with you, Frank, and another member of the Quincy community on WCVB on a panel earlier this month.
I felt like, sure, it's excused, but does the whole majority of the Asian students, do they understand what's happening? Do they understand that their cultural differences are impacting the entire school district? So for them not to take the day off or go to school, it's a conflict within their own values.
The point being, you can take an excused absence, but it's still an absence, which affects.
That's correct. A lot of these kids want to have perfect attendance. Excused absence ruins that for them. So them having to make a choice to either have perfect attendance or take the day off, even if it's excused, it ruins their perfect attendance award. And many of these kids want to do that.
And so what Paul Watanabe just suggested is a step, but you're saying that it's not a sufficient step in the minds of the students and the parents who are asking for a recognized school
holiday.
That's
correct. And it's very difficult to teach that day when half your class is missing.
Yeah.
There's not much going on.
Did the school committee talk to communities like a Hopkinton or a Brookline to find out how they dealt with the fairness question? Because there are other schools who have given the Lunar New Year off.
Yeah, it's a little bit different this coming Lunar New Year because it happens on a Saturday. And many of these communities don't give in to that if it's happening on a weekend. The next few years, it's happening during the school week. So I think, and there was a survey taken amongst the other communities, but many of them did not celebrate because it's on a Saturday versus during the school day.
Do you expect it will come back to the school committee again?
It will if I'm there.
And Paul Watanabe, very briefly, would you encourage the school committee, based on what you know, to vote differently next time?
Yes, I would suggest that they make accommodations for Lunar New Year for Asian students and try to make accommodations for other students who have from other traditions as well. And I think my idea would work in terms of having, you don't even have to call it an excused absence, you can call it a holiday or something like that, that students are allowed to call to define for themselves what that day might be during the year.
All
and
right.
A lot of students might take Lunar New Year as that particular day, and people can learn about that particular day because of the large number of students are taking Lunar New Year as a holiday.
All right. Paul Watanabe, professor of political science and director of the Institute for Asian American Studies at UMass Boston, and Frank Santoro, vice chair of the Quincy School Committee. Thanks to both of you for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Paul.
And that music is a little tip to what we're talking about when we come back from break. We'll be talking about a new documentary about Roxbury and Dorchester's hometown disco queen, Donna Summer. This is Tiziana Deering. You're listening to Radio Boston.